Everybody's here. Thank you. Sure. Any public comment? Public comment?
You couldn't call on Dina to speak for the circuit clerk before Mark is here.
You think he's coming? We have entertained motion to accept the minutes from last month's meeting.
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Purchasing approvals are here. We have one. There's a note on a thing for the law library for the circuit court. We took this to the committee, original request. Schiller's added freight. Didn't we do this last time with the freight? Vanessa, do you remember that? We had a freight issue before.
Yeah.
Is this a different one? Yeah.
It doesn't sound familiar, but I don't. I know last month we didn't have anything from the law library in purchases.
That's right. It was something different. But it was a freight issue also, if I recall.
Yeah, that's right. There was something different, but that was what the issue
There was a correction last month on a purchase. I don't know which department, but it wasn't law library.
Okay. Okay. So we have this going around for a...
190.
No. Okay. Well, the additional was 206.
5283.97. That's
it. That was done last month.
So what did we do with that?
Request purchase
new portable cameras for second floor. That's what this is.
And this is just, we approved it last month. Mm-hmm. So is this the purchase itself?
I don't know because I don't do purchases. I mean, I can go ask for you.
What do you think, Joe?
Yeah. It was here last.
Here, this. And then
last month it didn't say law library. It just said second floor of the courthouse. So
listed here.
What, you guys?
Affordable document.
Put open that one here.
We're increasing the purchase by $206.
But we did that.
We already did that. We did the new. The new.
That's the old number there.
Previously approved for,
but the new number is 5489.97.
But then we, why did it go up?
Because they didn't have the frame.
Then now it's going up again, though.
It's going from 52.
I know, but it went from 5159 to 5283 last month.
Oh.
So this would be the third time that this has changed? Unless this is totally different. It didn't say law library last time. It just said second floor.
Additional components. There's additional components. 206. What is that? What additional components?
It's portable document camera, right?
Do you want me to?
Yeah, but the additional there's additional components required. That's why we have the additional amount. The last time was
it was the freight.
So this time there's 206.
Well, I was just
for additional components required. What are the additional components?
I can go get Susan or Michelle.
Sorry,
that's okay. Yeah. I just don't do the purchases.
Okay, and we'll start the other purchases around. Okay. They always fall on them. They're cheap. Standing reports. Steve is not here. Judy is not here. Circuit Court. We have the judges out first.
The judge is not here.
We need to address... Joe's here. But we do that under
yeah,
circuit court?
We can do that now.
We're going to do that with CASA. So she's returned, and go ahead, Joe.
So this resolution was tabled at the previous meeting. We had some questions at the staff level that we wanted to get to the bottom of before the committee considered the resolution. We've done that. We've had meetings with the state's attorney, the chief judge, county board chairman, circuit clerk. The chief judge also has met with the CASA people. They've worked out a memorandum of understanding about how the process will work in the courts. That's been signed and executed. So we're ready to move forward with the resolution. It would impose a $10 fee as stated in the resolution. on cases. It does not apply to traffic cases unless they're criminal, like DUIs and things like that. So we don't have a good estimate on how much revenue this will generate, but we're thinking that annually it'll be in a $10,000 to $15,000 range. So that kind of gives you a snapshot of what this does. If there's any questions, the CASA folks are here and I can certainly decide too.
So this fee is going to go into a fund and then it'll go through the grants committee periodically to distribute the funds? Or?
What'll happen is it will be segregated into a fund, and then once that fund builds up enough, we will sign, or we will bring back to the committee and the board an agreement to distribute X amount of money per quarter moving forward. That's what we do with other organizations that have similar court fees, one being a neutral site custody exchange. And then that's the way the auditor's office has requested that it be handled. So there will be a second resolution with an agreement attached to it a few months from now once we know how much money this thing is actually collecting.
Okay. And then will CASA be obligated to be audited and more report their books?
We'll write all that into it. Yeah.
And what are the total court costs now? Right now, if I appear before a judge, what kind of costs would be?
It really depends on what kind of offense that it is. So, I mean, but we're talking about non-traffic. So, if we, you know, for a DUI, quite literally, it's into the thousands of dollars.
And, mm-hmm. Let's get through this.
And for felonies, similar. So.
Okay, will the resolution be presented to this committee and we approve it and it goes to the full county board, or will it go directly to the county board? Or?
No, it's for us. I've got a blank copy here that you all would like to entertain a motion to approve. Go ahead and sign it.
Okay. The resolution still goes to the county board.
It does go to the county board.
I didn't know if the resolution was done yet, though.
Yeah. It also goes to the finance committee. All fee resolutions also go to the
Here, go ahead and review that.
We got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have a resolution to an ordinance adopting a fee to support the coin appointed special advocates, CAS CASA fee. I have a motion to approve that resolution.
So moved.
You have a second?
Second.
Art?
Aye.
Gussie?
Yes.
Terry?
Yes.
Liz?
Yes.
Jamie?
Mike?
Yes. And I actually, aye. Okay. Going back to this, go ahead.
First time we took this request to purchase through for the portable document camera for the courthouse. The first time we took it through, it was the quote we'd received from the company. We'd gotten comparisons, and they were the low quote. Well, they came back, and they'd added freight. So we had to bring it back to you to approve that increase in cost. And that was the second time through. This third time is when they were putting the system together, they found we need more components, which is increases the price again, and we need your approval.
Does this still make them the lowest bid, though?
I believe it does. And some of the components that go in this are their brand. They're, you can't mix and match at this point, I don't think.
So we approved up to $206 last time. Are we just going to throw that one away and approve this one that incorporates everything?
Yes.
I don't know if they just added the 206 onto a special.
No, I believe it's just going to be, if I'm understanding the question correctly, you know, the new components are added to those costs, single costs.
But the one that we signed already, and it's probably gone through finance.
Yes.
Has it already gone through? Is it just going to can somewhere, or what do we do with
well,
it?
Well, we
this
keep it
one
in
will
bio.
Replace the other two.
Yeah.
The auditor's office requires that everything balances out on these things. So
okay, so somebody will catch it.
Yeah, we come back and sign a new one.
Right, okay. The auditor's office will get the copy of your new approval, and when the bills come in, they'll match.
Okay.
Is there a way that we can make sure that still falls as the lowest bid? Because what I don't want to see us doing is getting caught up in a trap where somebody bids on something and then 2 months later they say, oh, well, you need this $8,000 piece that goes on top of it as a lid, you know. or something like that because they didn't bid it properly. If they didn't bid it properly in the first place with these components, you know, I just want to make sure that it still falls in as the cheapest.
Right.
Well, that, those things are reviewed by both the purchasing department and the auditor's office, but we can backtrack and double check on that.
Yeah,
make sure that.
And can we approve it pending?
I would rather. Yeah,
the work's already done, and, yeah. and you know we're just coming back now to you know have the final numbers figured out. But we can make sure it was all done properly. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm not worried about. I mean, I want it done properly, but my concern is that I think what Art was saying is that. If you got these companies that come in and bid and it's $5,100, now all of a sudden it's $5,500, and somebody had one for $5,300, and they bid it properly, then, you know, what's to stop somebody from, in the future, doing the exact same thing? You bidding it, and, well, we forgot the freight. Now that's $200. We forgot this. That's, granted, it's a total of almost $500, but still. And then we start getting into some where they're $10,000 or $20,000, and they're, you know.
I just want to make sure that they're still there.
Yeah, and those, Mike, those things do happen, and those are scrutinized by our purchasing folks. So, I mean, but we
well, do we put, like, those companies on notice? Because, you know, if this is happening, and it's company ABC, and they've done it twice, well, then I'd like to know that, so the next time we come up and we see ABC company, we can be like, huh, yeah, they've been the low bid twice, they've already come back two times and stuck it to us for additional cost. Because as a county board member, if we're voting on this, and again, I don't know how often this happens, but if it is, we need to know so that we can
put
that
company on.
But I'm
sure it's not a normal situation.
No.
You know, but Judith has gotten two things, you know, which kind of bothers me a little bit. You know, that's all. But I'd like to approve it and then make sure that, you know, everything falls in place on it.
And a lot of this stuff may have been bought off state bid and it's the lowest anyhow.
Yeah, I don't know. We do have folks that scrutinize these things, but we can talk to them and make sure that that happens.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve.
We did. We already did that.
We did. We already approved this.
Yeah, we had
approved this. No, we did the cost.
No, that was the cost.
Oh, that's right. We did the cost. I'm sorry.
Schiller. Imaging in St. Louis.
Schiller Cameras, I guess. That's a camera.
Yeah, there's a... Yeah.
Is that a state bid or not?
That probably wouldn't be a state bid.
Okay, do I have a motion? Well, let's go. Let's come back to this. We'll get all this stuff together. Let's continue with the.
I thought we were on.
We're on reports right now.
Okay.
We went. We backtracked a little bit because I wanted this to go around. Mr. Von Ida.
Mr. Chairman. Going to keep a short report today. I have something to brag about. You may have read about it in the Edwardsville Intelligencer. It was a nice article, but the Circuit Clerk's office had a nice little plan where we would have each division, there are four divisions with the family and felony division combined, each decorated a Christmas tree and kind of brought a little Christmas tree cheer to the courthouse. And it was a nice team-building team-building exercise for the divisions. It was really nice because they did it after work. They didn't do it during the working hours. They came in. They started at 4:30. Of course, there was a little bit of build-up, and it was nice to see them working together to do it. But at 4:30, I bought pizzas for them, and there was a lot of laughter and good cheer that was going on in the courthouse. You know, like I said, after working hours, it's kind of something to see. Most of the employees staying behind and not running out of here at the minute that they clocked off, but they stuck around together. And they really came up with some beautiful, beautiful decorations. Now, a few months ago when the when the baseball season started, I had a kind of a contest with the departments to decorate their offices with baseball, Cardinal stuff. Of course, there were a few Cub fans, but we won't talk about that.
They still with us?
You know, it's illegal to fire people for being Cubs fans.
I can't believe that.
I just can't imagine. But, you know, I guess it's Chicago.
Sure, for you, Cubs fans? Yeah.
Well, during that contest, of course, I kind of set myself up because I was the judge on which division won, and after seeing everybody's enthusiasm and all the hard work that they put into it, I decided to declare a tie. And, of course, one of my employees pointed out there are no ties in baseball, but still. So this time I came up with the idea of kind of getting away from me having to be the decision maker, and I came up with an idea that Christmas season, there are people that are out there that are hungry, so we let people vote with canned goods. And so with the idea that we would donate the canned goods that we got for the local shelters. Never in my wildest imagination would I believe that we would get a couple thousand cans. Mm. But we got 5,800.
Who won, by the way?
The traffic division.
Did you take pictures?
There were some pictures taken.
I'd like to see those.
Yeah, it really was something. And it was nice to see, in the old days, when I started at the camp, I find myself talking about the old days, not more often I get old dog, but there used to be a big tree in the middle of the courthouse. It was always kind of nice. It was neat. Well, when all the county offices moved over here, the decorations moved over here too, and the courthouse kind of got left out. So it was nice to see the courthouse back in and celebrating the holiday seasons. And it was nice to see the esprit de corps that we kind of engendered among the workers. And then, you know, there was an outpouring. I mean, it was not just the employees that were putting into it, not just the judges and that, but actually people from the public came back with canned goods. They saw that when they're paying the traffic ticket, and you would think that would not make their heart three sizes bigger, but it did. And you actually have people who came back from traffic in the afternoon with cans to vote on their on their favorite tree. So
from the Grinch's Christmas tree.
Yeah,
really hard size.
Don't be patting me up.
So anyway, Dina Birch and myself, we combined our Christmas money, and we're actually buying a little something special for the traffic for each one in the traffic division for winning the contest, and the 5,800 cans. Well, it included actually boxes and cans. Were distributed among five different food banks throughout the county. We went to Highland, Alton, Wood River, Collinsville, and what is it, Edwardsville? And
Cottage Hill, Edwardsville, yes.
Yeah, well, Wood River was Cottage Hills, the one in Cottage Hills. It's
Operation
Blessings.
The Hope Center.
And the Hope Center in Grand City. Yeah, so quite proud of my staff for really stepping it up and getting into it. So, and hopefully that spirit carries through the year. So I'm going to leave all the clerk stuff aside now.
I just have to say 5,800 cans is pretty awesome. I need to backtrack a little bit. The young lady from CASA is here, and I don't want to neglect you. If you have any comments or anything, okay. I didn't want you making the trip, and you say, "Well, they didn't give me a chance to talk or whatever."
No, from the circuit clerk's point of view, I know it's more the state's attorney will be responsible for making sure that it's assessed. It's discretionary on the state's attorney's part, even with the county board. approving this, but we will change our forms and over in the criminal CJC to reflect the new fee.
Okay. Sheriff Hertz.
You have the the year-end report for the jail. While the circuit clerk's office was collecting 5,800 cans, the sheriff's office was collecting prisons. And we finished the year with 6,356 prisons, which is a little bit more than the 5,800 cans.
We couldn't afford to feed them all.
But no, you can see by looking at this, and it is sort of coincidental, when you take over 6,300 prisoners for the years 2013, 2012, the difference, and it's down, which is good, is 18. So that's fairly consistent and a far cry from the peak year, which was 2003, when we actually broke 9,000. Booking. So in that regard, the crime rate is coming down. That's all I have.
You guys, now, these are not the people that have been living there a while. They're not included, right? These are just ones that
if they were brought in, if you look at the 6,356 figure, those are people that were booked in 2013. So if there's somebody in there from 2012, he or she is not part of that 6,356 figure. Those are new
to require them to spend the night one night.
Or just maybe even 8 hours.
Okay.
You know, if they're brought in on a let's say a traffic charge or a misdemeanor charge, they're able to post bond. We'll book them in, book them out, take their money, and send them on their way. If they're not able to post bond, then they'll stay, and some of those people stay for a period of years.
How many of them long-term residents do you have? Are you dwindling those down?
Gradually, you know, somebody that's been there, let's say 3 years, will move on. To be followed by a guy that's been there 2 years, and now he's there 3 years, and then he'll move on. So it's like the bottom of the funnel. Eventually, they work their way out. It's not that common that we will have a prisoner there much beyond 2 or 3 years. Some of them 4 or 5 years, but that's the very few.
Most serious case.
Right.
I have a question. A person asked me this. When a person is arrested for a felony or criminal case, and then they post bond and they get out the same day, what's to say they're not going to go and do something else before their case goes to court?
Oh, and they quite frequently do.
That's why they want to post bond.
Yeah, because I have a concerned citizen about it.
You'll arrest somebody, let's say hypothetically, and I know this has happened, you arrest somebody for shoplifting, you bring them to jail, they're there a couple days, post bond, the charge isn't resolved, but they're out on bond.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks later, they'll be arrested for shoplifting again and brought back in. So just because they're out on bond doesn't mean that they're not going to reoffend.
Mm-hmm. With the new speed law thing that we have, a person with a heavy foot, are they going to be put in the county jail if they get arrested?
Well, it depends on how fast they're going.
Well, like I said, with a heavy foot, they say over 20, you get put in jail.
I think it's 26. It's a class A misdemeanor, but them. But the other ones are petty offenses. They won't. You won't even take one of those.
I think 96 was. That sounds right. If you're going faster than 90,
you're going 10 miles an hour, they're not going to put you in county jail. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to let you out, and just appear or something.
Right. Yeah, I think when you get around 100 miles an hour, that's a little heavier than heavy foot. That's,
yeah.
Do we have a heavy foot, Liz? Is this for personal?
How fast was it, Liz?
No, I haven't got picked up lately, but I have gotten stopped several times.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for the sheriff? State's attorney.
Not too much. I just was looking at our statistics for the year and kind of saying we were up for felonies this year. A little over 200, actually 220 more felonies. But we're the same thing, consistency. You know, last year we were down, the year before we were back up. It stays within about a couple hundred, within about 3,000. I always say we average about 3,000 felonies here, and that fluctuates within just a couple hundred. We were down a little bit on DUIs. Our murders, the last 4 years, 8, 7, 9, and 8 for the county. So, again, so that's good. Those numbers weren't high. Heroin cases down a little bit. The sheriff can attest, even though someone may be discharged with heroin, there's a ton more cases where there may not be a heroin charge, but it's related to heroin, whether it's burglary or retail theft. There's a lot of charges that may not say heroin, but there's a component to that. As of October, talking to the coroner, heroin deaths were the same as last year, and then unfortunately they're seeing the rise in prescription OD deaths, which is not just here, but in the
So only 8 homicides. I'm surprised.
This year we made arrests.
I thought there'd be more than that. Does that sound low to everybody else?
It's because we're in the St. Louis market, and every day you turn TV on or something.
Right, something happening over there.
We're not Chicago either.
And we're not St. Clair County. St. Clair County.
We only had 6 until this month.
Well, you know, I think what you just said, Steve, I think it's a tribute to law enforcement. I've said this before. Law enforcement in Madison County collectively is pretty professional. You know, I'm not throwing stones at anybody else, but, you know, our inner workings, Edwardsville, Collinsville, there's a lot of dedicated police people there that do a good job. I mean, if you take a look at what happened within the past couple of weeks in Madison, the two homicides they had in Madison, where we joined forces with the major case squad and cleaned up both those cases within a matter of a few days. Mm-hmm. That sends a pretty strong message. You know, it's unfortunate what's going on in St. Louis, because St. Louis ended, the city of St. Louis last year ended with 120. But I think even the criminal element realizes you get into Madison County and start doing your thing, those guys aren't going to tolerate it. I'm not saying the St. Louis tolerates it, but there's a lot of good police people out there in Madison County. And a lot of times by our aggressive enforcement, we're actually arresting people before they have the chance to get to that that homicide case.
If, like in the situation in Madison, the one where they thought the person was killed someplace else, but the body was discovered in Madison, does that go as a homicide in Madison County?
That case could have been charged, the one you're talking about in Madison, which ended up going back to St. Louis.
Right.
My guess is the city of Madison will not charge that as a homicide.
And I did not include that.
So you did not include that.
Mm-hmm. But St. Louis, the city of St. Louis will. You can't claim it in two places. So by St. Louis taking that, charging it there, Madison probably just wiped that number off their books. Mm-hmm. But the one of the 25-year-old college student that was killed, that one will have to be charged, and it was in Madison County.
And Sheriff, since you mentioned that, I would like to commend the major case squad on the urgency they went and saw that. It brings some closure to the family, because a young man is being criminalized today. So at least it brings some closure for that family. So I would like to commend.
You know, the way that system works, and again, that's a tribute to, I think, the law enforcement leadership in Madison County. The city of Madison could have very easily said, we're going to work this case ourselves. But they opted for the better avenue of calling the major case one. The sheriff's office every time sends detectives to work with them, as do other departments. And you can put, realistically, 25, 50 boots on the ground if you want to, just by calling the major case one.
you know, it would be unfortunate in a way if a small department opted to try to work a major case like that themselves. But when you get 25 or 50 experienced detectives together from all over, you can turn a case like that pretty quick.
It made a difference.
And that's important because if a case like that isn't solved, it sends a signal to people, if you want to get away with it, kill them and bring them into Madison.
Does the department have to participate in the major case squad to use the major case squad?
No.
Okay.
That case is an excellent example, but the bigger picture is that Madison County years ago, as a policy, has provided the resources to law enforcement, be it the probation department, the state's attorney's office, the sheriff's department, so that they could pursue a policy, and that policy is to be aggressive on even minor crimes. And when you talk about this, it's like, okay, yeah, they pick up a shoplifter and turn them around. But in many cases, they're being followed up with by, you know, pretrial release. They have in the probation department, they're being monitored. And the cops know that they're going to get supported by the prosecutors and the court system, and they've got a jail to send these people to. And the criminals know that they're going to get hassled if they come here. And you know, once again, my day was in the state's attorney's office. It was not unusual to have 20, 30 murders in a year. That was, you know, 20 years ago, it was 20, 30 murders a year. It's been after that policy that we've slipped down below double digits into single digits every year. I don't know that you can ever, you know, ever eliminate the blackness in human heart completely, but the criminal element knows that this is not a place that's conducive for doing their business because of what you do in the county board, providing the resources for the law enforcement to do what they do.
You know, if you talk to law enforcement people outside of Madison County that come into Madison County to work criminal cases like with major case squad, some of those people have told me to my face, I hate to leave here. The way you guys do stuff, and they're not only talking about the law enforcement people, they're talking about the state's attorney's office. You mean you guys can call an assistant state's attorney at 2 o'clock in the morning and he or she will come and sit down with you and draw up a search warrant, do, you know, where they come from, and I'm not going to mention where they come from. Where they come from, that would never happen.
And not to mention have a judge on call.
Right. And you're able to go to a judge's house at 3 o'clock in the morning and get a search warrant signed. That would never happen where we come from. You'd have to wait till 10 o'clock the following morning because they don't want to be bothered. That's one of the things that makes it work so well in Madison County.
One of the things that we were interviewing potential attorney candidates, that's one of the first things we mentioned the working relationship that we have with law enforcement, with the judiciary, with the defense bar. I mean, we have a good relationship, and we bring that up fairly quickly, and that's what they say, though. Well, we don't always have that. It's a lot more antagonistic. And,
The coroner's office as well, you know, when you call Steve Dunn's office on a homicide case to get a deputy coroner, I mean, they show up, they're well-trained, they're very professional, there's a really good working relationship. You go to other jurisdictions where the coroner's office will show up with less than professional people that then become more of a hindrance on the investigation than an asset. I mean, it just really works well in Madison County.
It's always been the best in the counties of the state police district. District 11 has, and I know that, especially in like drug interdiction, we had teams of guys that went out and did nothing but drug interdiction, and they had five counties to choose from, and inevitably they would all work back, and they're hitting Madison County because they have such a good relationship with the state's attorney. Some other counties, one real close to the south, you got to make your jump through so many hoops that And I think that's one reason that the crime level is better in Madison County than I agree with what you said.
Are you talking about the jail? I know that Cooper's District 11 love to come to the Madison County Jail with their prisoners because it's a lot different than some of the other facilities that they have to go to.
Get them in and get them back on the street.
Right.
Good cops.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely.
Madison's always been the best. I mean, bar none, I mean, it's always been the best. Okay.
I have a question for the state's attorney's office about this Ebbetsfield thing that's been in the paper. I read in the paper that there's that house that the county's going to try to seize there's $100,000 equity in the house and $355,000 held by the bank. If the county seizes this house, is the bank just out of luck? What happens with the mortgage on that property? Because it seems like the bank would be disproportionately suffering from these, you know, bad owners.
To our attorney who handles that, because we haven't done a lot of these property
seizures. I mean, usually you see the cars, you know, going after cars when people are involved in drug cases, but you know, a large, you know, this is getting a lot of press to a large house in a you know, nice neighborhood.
I'll try to see if I can get an answer.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Okay, any questions for the state's attorney? Any new business? The old business? Okay, on the purchasing approvals, let's go on this revised for the new portable document camera system. I need a motion to accept this.
Sure.
Art, second? Liz? Art?
Aye.
Yes.
Terry? Liz?
James?
Yes.
Mike? I say aye. On the purchasing approval, purchase. You have a motion for this.
Second.
Art.
Aye.
Jesse.
Yes.
Terry.
Yes.
Liz.
Yes.
Jamie.
Yes.
Mike. I say aye. The motion to adjourn.
Well, we got to do this ordinance for CASA.
Huh? We did that.
We already did.
Oh, we did. I did have a question, though, because you said it's going to bring about 10 or 15,000. But then she said there's about 30,000 felonies processed a year. That's
3,000.
But then if you had $10, that's $30,000.
These are only cases where they show up in court?
Right. Yeah. Okay. So they don't all show up for the... That's. There's me being naive again, I guess. So, okay, well, that makes sense.
I don't know if it's not going to be collected in the...
I don't know if it's naive.
Case, it's uncollectible. And if you send somebody off to prison, it's not
going to
be
good.
Probably
can't go
into it. Yeah.
They'll be sitting in sheriff's prison for a while.
I don't know if it's naive on their part. It just might be lack of smarts.
God, let him have his day in court once in a while.
Have a motion to adjourn.
Go move.
Favorite.